It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, have you joined the Opinions Matter WhatsApp channel yet? No? Well, why not join? If you join our WhatsApp channel, we will notify you every time a new episode of the podcast goes live. We will notify you every time the show itself goes live on our Facebook page most weekday afternoons. If you would like to join the WhatsApp channel, and we don't spam you, we only send a couple of messages a day, all you have to do is send the words "add me" to 085 825 2626 and we'll send you a link straight back with our WhatsApp channel, and you can join and you can be in the loop with everything going on with the Opinions Matter podcast. As I said, we won't spam you. We will send you just one or two notifications a day to let you know when the podcast is live, what the podcast is about, and when the actual live show is on our Facebook page. So once again, if you'd like to be part of the WhatsApp channel, send us a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626 with the words "add me" and we'll send you a link to our WhatsApp channel straight back. Sonia listens to the Opinions Matter podcast every day, which I'm delighted about, Sonia. Thanks very much indeed. And she's in Ringsend in Dublin, and she sent us this WhatsApp to 085 825 2626 yesterday evening. Here's what she said. "I can't come on live, but I listen to your podcast at night as I always do if you cover this. I'll be down at my daughter's school trying to get answers because I'm not letting this go. As I told you, I was in a third-class parent-teacher meeting yesterday, and I was disgusted when I saw my daughter's teacher wearing one of those Palestine flags on her jacket. I couldn't believe what I saw. I rang the office this morning and told them I want to see the principal because I'm not having my daughter learning from someone who supports that country or tries to brainwash my daughter into her way of thinking. I'm so angry about this. Talk about it, and I let you know how I get on today, but if she won't take that stupid badge off, I'll be getting my daughter to move class." Now, so what is she on about? This is a teacher in her child's school. She had a meeting with the teacher yesterday, because we spoke to this lady, Sonia, earlier on.
By the way, for those of you asking where the school is, we genuinely didn't ask, and we don't know. She's in Ringsend.
So it's in that area somewhere, you'd imagine.
I don't know if the school is in Ringsend, but that's where they are, in Ringsend.
Anyway, this lady, this teacher, is wearing a lapel badge with an Ireland flag and a Palestinian flag. In fact, it's the thumbnail for this podcast, a photograph of the badge.
Sinn Féin sell them.
Yeah, you can buy them anywhere. You can buy them on Amazon. You can buy them in loads of different places.
So the bottom line is
this badge, this lapel badge, shows that this teacher supports the Palestinian cause. Okay. That's basically it. She's Irish, and she's showing her unity between Ireland and Palestine. Now, as you know, Palestine has been the Gaza Strip in particular, has been absolutely leveled by the Israelis over the last year and a half, nearly. And a lot of people support the Palestinians, believe they've been hard done by. There are others, though, who believe that the Palestinians brought all this on themselves. They kidnapped a load of Israeli hostages, many of whom are still being detained to this day, a year and a half later. Okay. So two sides to every story.
Absolutely. And depending on your point of view, you will side with Israel or Palestine or both, as is the case.
It's hard to side with both.
No, but you can see both sides. I can see both sides of the... I don't side with either. I wouldn't wear either flag in Israeli or Palestine.
But it does raise the whole issue about teachers wearing flags of any sort, badges like that. So she is stating her political view that she supports the Palestinians in a classroom.
Okay, here is the thing. This is my take on it, yeah? Kids won't even notice. Now, you as the mother, Sonia, you obviously did notice, and you obviously have an issue with Palestine, okay? And we're not going to get into the Palestinian occupation and the Israeli occupation of Palestine and all that. That's all irrelevant for this.
But it's not really.
But it is.
This teacher firmly believes, firmly supports the Palestinian cause. In fact, there's an organization of teachers for Palestine. That's what they're called, Teachers for Palestine. They've had protest marches in Dublin over the last few months.
Okay, I'll give my opinion and I'll keep it very short. Yeah, the mother's been a Karen.
It's been a Karen.
She's been a Karen. If that is the biggest issue that you have.
Is a school the time or place to be wearing a badge showing a political allegiance? Because that's what it is. It is showing a political allegiance. But let me rephrase it then.
In front of what age are...
How would you feel if a teacher was wearing a Russian flag? Okay? Russia, as we know, invaded Ukraine, has absolutely pummeled the country over the last 2-3 years. How would you feel if a teacher in your child's class was wearing a Russian flag?
I don't think it would bother me at all because my kids don't even... You could point out... I don't even know what colour the Russian flag is. No idea.
It's red, white and blue.
Oh, it is, yeah. It's the new one. It wouldn't bother me at all. Kids do not notice these things. You know, kids... In the same way, if the teacher's wearing an LGBTQ flag, so what? It's kids. They don't notice the things that adults notice. I have to be honest with you, Sonia, and I know you're listening to this podcast tonight. You're being a Karen. You are absolutely being a Karen. And I'd say the same if it was an Israeli flag that the teacher can support either side. Like we have free. Stop telling people what side they should be.
No, surely a classroom is not the place to be showing your political allegiance. It's not.
You're not showing your political allegiance.
Well, obviously you are. You're wearing a lapel badge. What else is it doing? Of course it's showing. That badge shows the Irish flag and the Palestinian flag. It shows them intertwined. It's showing that Ireland is united with Palestine.
Well, that's not true. You can't speak for everyone. Not everybody.
That's what the badge is.
No, that's what the badge says, but that's not necessarily the case. Not everybody in Ireland sides with Palestine.
Isn't this exactly the point that I'm trying to make? A classroom is not the place to be showing something like this.
Like being triggered by the LGBT flag. Triggered by a flag. Move on.
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you'd like to get involved in this, like Jonathan does.
Why can't teachers keep their political opinions in the bleeding cells anymore? I knew nothing about any of my teachers growing up in school. Nothing about their private lives or their personal opinion on things. They came in, they taught, they smacked, they went home. I will guarantee this teacher's probably 20-year-old moron with blue hair and Doc Martens and bleeding gay pride stickers all over the gaff at home. I bet you it's one of them teachers. So I can understand why the mother is a bit upset, because kids don't need to be known about this stuff. You know, let them be bleeding kids, because they will ask questions about it, and she'll be more than happy and giddy to jump up and down about giving them false information from her perspective of what's going on over there. And it's no place in the school, there's no need for it. So no, I think it shouldn't be in the school. Like I said to you before, the only flags should be on display in schools, as far as I am concerned, is the tricolour, proud as punch, and your county flag, proud as punch. And that's it. Two flags. That's it. County and the tricolour. Yeah, but like I said, some blue-haired fucking moron now, UCD or something, that was in that school trying to pervert children's minds with this nonsense. It's fucking ridiculous. Leave them alone, let them be kids.
Jeremy spent the last minute or two saying, Jesus, oh my God, after that message from
Jonathan. He gives out about snowflakes.
Jonathan.
You give out about snowflakes, Jonathan, 6 days a week, and then on the seventh day you become a snowflake yourself. You're literally triggered by a flag as well. Again, I don't know if you're aware of this. Well, and certainly my kid, I don't know what lessons he's learning. Well, he knows all about the conflict in the Middle East.
How?
Well, I'd never asked him, but he knows about it because, well, he watches the news, I suppose. I don't know if he's learning in school. I didn't ask him. I don't care if they want to teach him about it. Kids learn about wars and conflicts in school.
Yes, I agree with you. Yeah. But this teacher, if this teacher is telling a class about the Palestinian conflict, she will tell it one-sided.
So you think this teacher is sitting the kids down and saying Israel are evil?
Yeah.
But then let the kid make up their own mind. Now, a teacher shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be taking sides. But, you know, they're kids, Jonathan. They don't know. I'm telling you now, if you show most 9-year-olds or 10-year-olds the Palestinian flag, they won't even know what it is.
Elaine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Elaine?
I'm good, but I'm actually livid after listening to that message that was sent in by, I think, Jonathan, was it?
Yep. Why?
Like, why would... Well, he's obviously uneducated himself, like, just because somebody has blue hair and wears Doc Martens and has pride flags or supports the LGBTQ community doesn't make them wrong, doesn't make them inadequate. doesn't mean they're pushing their opinions onto anybody.
Okay, but is a classroom the time or the place to be wearing a badge that shows a political allegiance? So, for example, this teacher is wearing a flag on their a lapel flag showing a Palestinian flag, so she basically supports the Palestinian cause over the Israeli cause. That is a political statement, isn't it?
It totally is a political statement. And as somebody who is a mother of two teenagers and has a Palestinian flag flying from my window very proudly, I think it's a definite place where she needs to wear it, 100%. I'm not saying she needs to bring the politics into the classroom, because it
Well, then why bother?
Why is somebody offended by a flag? It's a flag.
Okay, but let me turn this on its head then. So you support the Palestinian cause. You obviously believe that the Palestinians are a downtrodden people at the hands of the Israelis.
I don't believe they're a downtrodden people. I believe they're the strongest people in the land.
Okay.
Let's
turn this on its head then. And that teacher is sitting in the classroom with that exact same badge, except it has an Israeli flag on it. How do you feel about it then?
I think that's her own prerogative. It's absolutely her own prerogative to wear an Israeli flag. If she's from Israel and she supports
Hang on. She's not from Israel. She's Irish, as this teacher is Irish, but supports the Palestinian cause. If there was a teacher wearing the Israeli flag on a little badge...
Again, it's her own prerogative. It's totally her own prerogative.
No, but you did continue by saying if she supports genocide, blah, 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 blah. So you...
Well, if she supports genocide, it's her own business. Totally our own business.
But then you could say the same as someone using the Palestine, you flying the Palestine flag is supporting the...
That's totally my business.
No, but someone could say you're supporting the holding of hostages for hundreds and hundreds of days.
People that don't... I'm really not trying to be smart. People that don't know the Palestinian question will say this started on October 7th. Anybody that knows the plight of the Palestinian people and the history of the Palestinian question will know this started a long time ago. This started with the Brits, again, the Brits, occupying and giving lands to people that they didn't own themselves. This is where this question started.
Okay, but and you're very well educated on the whole Middle East situation, which is fantastic because an awful lot of people aren't. And you're right in an awful lot of what you're saying. But the argument here is about bringing that sort of politics into a classroom. Does it have any place in a place?
Did the parents take the time to ask?
But the mere fact that the teacher is wearing the badge is making a statement.
That's fine. Let her make a statement.
Oh, you've no issue with that at all?
Absolutely no issue with that at all. It's like Jeremy said, it's a flag. It's there. The kids are only kids. Unless the kids ask questions about the flag, the teacher then gives
a teacher in a class was wearing a badge with the Russian flag on it, would you be happy enough with that?
No, I wouldn't have any problem with it as long as her opinions are not being pushed onto my child.
So then I have to go back one more time and say, what in God's hell is the point in wearing the badge in the first place?
Maybe
if you're not going to talk about
it, work colleagues.
If you're not going to talk about it, it's not going to get mentioned, but it's clearly on
It's a silent protest. It's a silent protest.
Okay,
It's powerful.
Okay, say this. Hang on for a second.
Can I ask you a question, Lane? You have the flag hanging out of your window. Have any neighbours ever said anything to you or anything like that?
Nobody has. In fact, I've had delivery drivers come to the house maybe that are Middle Eastern themselves that are delivering food at the weekend when we get a takeaway and would say, thank you for supporting Palestine. Okay.
And have you ever, just as a matter of interest, have you ever flown any other flags from your house, like say during Pride Month, would you fly
not a Pride flag, but when Ukraine, I have Ukrainian stickers on my letterbox, like the Ukrainian flag. I have an Irish flag on my home as well. I don't just I support my own people before I support anybody else, but I do think that and I know that you don't want to get into the politics of it, I just think that Irish people and Palestinian people have a natural affinity because we've went through the same struggle.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Elaine. I want to bring in some more calls. Our number is 085-825-2626. Is it appropriate, because according to Sonia, who's the lady who contacted us, she says it isn't appropriate, is it appropriate for a teacher to wear a lapel badge in class, in school, that represents a particular political view? So, for example, this teacher has a Palestinian flag, well, it's an Irish and Palestinian flag as a lapel badge, and she wears it to school. Is that appropriate?
Now, people are getting ridiculous in the comments and all. It would be okay if a teacher wore a swastika into school. For God's sake.
No, we're not talking about swastikas.
Stop going to the extremes here. We're simply talking about a little lapel badge that I would imagine.
If a teacher walked into a classroom with a MAGA hat on, how would you feel about that?
An Irish teacher walked into...
With a MAGA hat.
If a teacher walked into school wearing a nappy on them one day, that's not going to happen. No Irish teacher's going to wear a MAGA hat.
Stay there for a moment now. Let me bring in Angela. You're on Opinions Matter, Angela. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, Angela, what's your view on this?
I don't give a continental shit. Seriously, like, you don't have to get offended. I mean, it's not like they're after wearing a T-shirt or a jumper saying, I support. I guarantee you, Gwyn, if there's 30 kids in that class, you turn around to the 30 kids and go, what flag is that? Half of them will say Ireland. The other half might say, I haven't a clue. They definitely don't know what that flag stands for. And they shouldn't at 9 years of age, because that's third class. You're looking at 8, 9 years of age. So who cares? They wore a little badge. Like, we all know what size those badges are. You know, they're tiny, like. It's not like they're going in with flags and banners saying support this, support that. That's not what they're doing. They're just supporting. And listen, I don't even want to get into the discussion of Palestine or Israel. I don't want to do it because everyone's got their views on it, you know, and I don't give a continental shit, to be very honest, to listen to any of them. I support who I want to support, and that's my choice. But a teacher is going into a class of 9-year-olds with a tiny little badge, and she's freaking out. Seriously, third world problems today. Third world problems.
Okay, but the argument here is, Angela, there is a time and a place to be wearing any sort of a badge, making any sort of a political statement, whether that be a rainbow flag, an Israeli flag, a Palestinian flag. Keep it out of the classroom.
Yeah, as I said, it's different if you arrived in with a big, huge flag that you'd be waving all over the place. They had it on their jacket. What's the big deal?
All you're talking about is size. It's still the same principle.
I guarantee you, half the kids wear glasses and never even seen the thing. Do you know what I mean? They walk in, they take their jacket off. Like, I mean, come on. Is this seriously what we're, you know, we're going to be given out about now? Is that someone has a little badge about 2 by 3 centimetres on, and it's a disgrace to the country, disgrace to the education system. Get over yourself.
Okay, so you see no issue with this, no matter what is being displayed on the badge?
No, I don't see a problem with it at all. You know, they're not standing, protesting, you know, against Israel's and saying Palestine and all this kind of thing. That's not what they're doing. They probably didn't even open their mouths about it. And
in other words, it's a silent protest, is what. Well, it's not even a protest. Silent solidarity.
Silent
thing,
protest.
Well. No, solidarity.
I was laughing when your one said that. Oh, that's a silent protest. For God's sake, it's not a silent protest. They're wearing a badge. Jesus.
So the mother in question, this lady Sonia, who contacted us saying she was disgusted. I couldn't believe what I saw. A teacher wearing a Palestinian flag on her jacket. I'm so angry over this. I've been in touch with the school to make sure she takes that stupid badge off in future. You're calling this woman a Karen, are you?
I can't believe Karen. You honestly think the school are going to tell them to take the badge off?
Oh, I'd say they probably will.
Do you know what? I think we'll have another Enoch Burke situation if that happens. They're going to end up in prison. For God's sake, it's a badge.
Okay, stay there for a second, Angela, if you can. I'm going to be talking to a journalist who has spoken out quite a lot about the Israeli conflict over the last couple of years in just a moment about whether or not it is appropriate to be wearing a badge like this. Before that, though, I want to bring in some more of your opinions. You can send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Martin.
Afternoon, lads. Great topic of conversation again. Yeah, I believe the school should be a politically neutral place. I don't think the teacher should be wearing it. If she wants to wear it outside of school hours on the weekends or whatever, if that's the support that she wants to show to what she calls a cause, that's fair enough. But no, don't be wearing it around kids, because kids will be inquisitive. They'll ask, and then if she's that so enthralled in supporting Palestine, she'll start spieling out stuff about it. And maybe people don't want the children to know stuff about what that. Maybe people don't want their children to know that this kid's being bombed and being burnt out of their homes. So yeah, I would agree that she should be wearing it around the kids. If that's what she supports, that's what she supports. I'm straight down the middle of on it. It's not happening under my nose, so it really doesn't bother me. But no, I don't think the teacher should be wearing it in school.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Columnist Ian O'Doherty has spoken on a number of occasions about the Israeli conflict and has annoyed a lot of people with his views on it. I actually spoke with Ian last week on News Talk. And Ian, your opinions on the Israelis and the Palestinians annoyed an awful lot of listeners on News Talk last week. What is it that you say that annoys people, and what is your view on this badge being worn by a teacher in class?
Well, I'll do the second thing first. Teachers just shouldn't be wearing badges. It's as simple as that. I don't know, but I would hazard a guess that the teacher is probably a member of Teachers for Palestine, which is a group that was set up to help inform and educate children about the situation in Palestine. Now, there's a very thin line, as we all know, particularly in this country, between education and indoctrination. And again, like I think the last voice note you had there is pretty much nailed it, is that if you want to wear a badge, wear a badge. This is a free society. But you don't wear a badge in school. And I'm not Jewish, but if I had a kid and I went to that school and I saw the teacher wearing the badge, I'd be very bloody annoyed. In the same way that I don't think a teacher should be allowed to wear a Star of David lapel either, because both symbols, rightly or wrongly, are very politically loaded at the moment. And not all parents are going to share the same view. So it just seems to me to be kind of unnecessary virtue signalling.
Okay, but we know that a huge chunk of the Irish population supports the Palestinian cause. And
a large chunk of the Irish population supports the Israeli cause. I mean, I know you said
I don't know who they are. I haven't really met many. Bar some loyalists up in East Belfast.
No, they wouldn't be as vocal as the people supporting Palestine. They always say, you know, some people are always more vocal than the others. So just because people don't have the Israeli flag on their Twitter bio in Ireland doesn't mean they're not supporting them privately.
I don't know. I've not spoken to one individual here in the Republic that supports the Israeli cause. Now, I'm sure there are some.
Well, if you look at the Twitter response to yourself and myself, the amount of support that was coming in from Irish people for Israel, the amount of emails that I get from Irish people who support Israel, and they tend to, by and large, keep their head down because they don't want to get monstered by this very vociferous and very noisy pro-Palestinian cohort.
Okay, but what people see, and the reason people support the Palestinian cause, is that they see a people that are being absolutely pummeled to within an inch of their lives by the Israelis. That's what we see on television.
They see it, but they don't understand it. It's a war, and there's still hostages. There's still people who were raped and kidnapped. There's a two-year-old baby being held somewhere in Gaza, if it's still alive. And the Israelis want them back, and they want Hamas gone. And the thing is, it's amazing how we become incredibly squeamish about this and don't seem to care about actual things that are going on in Sudan and stuff like that. That just doesn't register on the radar. And one of the things I remember talking to an Israeli friend of mine about it, and I said about something to do with sympathy for the Israelis. And he said, we don't want your sympathy. We don't need your sympathy. What we do want and what we do need is for the Irish to show just a bit of a greater understanding of the complexities of this issue. And this is, I remember speaking to somebody from Teachers for Palestine, and I remember saying to them, half the adults in this country don't understand what's going on, because it's such an incredibly complex and intractable and historical issue. What on earth are you doing talking to kids about it? So the thing is, it's easy to get for loads of people to bang the drums and go on their marches and stuff like that. But if you talk to them, I mean, when they're chanting from the river to the sea, I mean, there've been loads of polls done. I mean, half of them don't know what river and what sea. This is the latest fashionable cause for people to get behind. I get it. Look, everybody's horrified by the images that we're seeing. But it just reminds me, like, the reason why the phrase "war is hell" exists is because that's what it looks like. And Hamas are still launching rockets into southern Israel, you know. And
okay, but what we see is a bottom line. Yes, it was awful what happened. Over 1,000 people kidnapped and taken into the Gaza Strip, and some were released eventually. Many are still being held to this day. But that is somewhat disproportionate to the 40,000 people in the Gaza Strip that have been killed.
Well, what would be proportionate? Would it be if the IDF went in and raped and killed 1,500 Palestinians? No. And the Israelis have been saying, send the hostages back and we can start talking. The hostages go back, the bombs stop. But the thing is, what people don't understand when they say that they're supporting the Palestinians but they're not supporting Hamas, Hamas are behind us. Hamas are an Iranian terrorist proxy. And Hamas have always boasted, and Hamas's leadership, by the way, lives in Qatar. They're very safe. They're very happy to continue with this because they know that Israel has, while it's winning the war on the ground, it's catastrophically losing the PR war in the world, because people see the images, they see the flattened buildings, they hear all the stories about the dead babies, and they react with their gut, which is entirely noble and perfectly understandable. But in a situation like this, you need more head than heart.
Okay, so let's...
There's too much heart and not enough head.
Okay, so let's go back to the argument about the badges. You don't believe any teacher should be making any sort of a political statement by wearing any sort of a lapel badge or anything political at all in a classroom.
No, and I would say the same thing if it was a Star of David.
Yeah, no, that's fine, yeah. But they should not be making any political statement at all in class.
No. As I said, we live in a free society. Everybody's perfectly entitled to have their opinion. God knows I've written enough about trying to keep it free. But keep it out of the classroom. You know, that's not a particularly unreasonable request, because you might get some parents who see it and they nod and approve, and then they go, or you might get other parents who actually just don't feel particularly comfortable with it. And like, to put things into perspective, Adrian, you know Tom Hand, whose daughter Emily was kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom's a great guy. Does it not embarrass any of these people that Tom, who's from Dunleary and a proud Irish, naturalised Israeli citizen, proud Irishman, he says he just wouldn't feel safe coming back to his own home country because of the atmosphere. And I've spoken to Jews, Irish Jews, who are leaving. They're packing up and leaving. Now, that breaks my heart, and it should break everybody else's heart. There's a reason. When Jews, of all people, when Jews tell you that they don't feel safe, we should listen to them, because they've been down that road before.
And you believe that is because of the one-sided coverage almost that we are hearing about this war, and our one-sided support predominantly for the Palestinian cause?
Yeah, it's for the marches, it's from the river to the sea, it's from the fact that Jews have been made to feel, you know, very uncomfortable. Let's put it this way. If there's a house around the corner for me that's been flying a Palestinian flag for over the last year, now that's fine.
And we just had a woman on a couple of minutes ago who does the exact same thing.
Yeah, no, and that's absolutely grand. And I walk by it a couple of times a day when I'm walking the dogs, and I think, fair enough, you know, they're showing their support for their side of the cause, and that's great. And I wouldn't want to live in a society where they're not allowed to do that. But I know, if I was to put the Israeli flag outside my windows would be put in the next 5 minutes. I know that. And even at the Holocaust, at the October 7th memorial last year, they had to keep the location quiet because they were worried about protesters. There's a Jewish hotelier who owns a hotel in Dublin, and he's had pictures put up on on social media of him with the red triangle over his head on protesters at the hotel. Now, if anybody doesn't know, the red triangle is a Hamas sign of when they're going to kill somebody. They put the red triangle over their head. So this guy is now living in genuine fear of his life.
All right, and stay there for a second. I want to bring in Leah on this. Leah, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Well, I was grand until he started talking.
Why? What's he said that's annoyed you?
He's saying that we need to remain unbiased in a situation when it's the colonized against the colonizers. And I don't think it's a black and white issue, like he said, but it's also not, oh, the Jews don't feel safe, let's bomb all the Palestinians to make him. Like, I feel like that's just a cop-out. Because I've been to Palestinian marches in Dublin with Jewish people. There is a whole collection of Jewish people that are marching with us for the Palestinian cause. So I don't understand why he's saying Jewish people don't feel safe. No, Zionists don't feel safe, nor should they.
Zionists.
Yeah, Israel has a right to defend itself, you've been saying, from what circumstances it created for itself. It's a ridiculous argument akin to being punched in the face and then retaliating by bombing the hospital where the person that was punched was born. It's a fucking escalation.
Sorry, just for a second there. You say that Israel are the Israelis are the colonizers. Can you tell me who built Jerusalem? And why was Jesus known as the King of the Jews and not King of the Palestinians?
At the end of the day, who's the colonizer then? The Palestinian people have been there even when it was called something else. Jesus would have been a fucking Palestinian. He might have been Jewish. I have no problem with Jews. I have a problem with Zionism. I don't believe a person has a right to eradicate another group of people in claim of a homeland, especially when your generations of your people have been in Germany and have been in Poland and they've built there and then decided, you know what, today I want to go back to the Gaza Strip. I'm going to bomb the fuck out of people and then I'm going to take that land. That's a war crime. That's not a reclaiming of your homeland. I mean, do you want me to list all the war crimes that Israel has done? Do you want me to list in 270 journalists that Israel has killed in the last...
Oh, you mean the Hamas guys who were walking around wearing the press jackets? Listen, don't talk to a journalist who's been to war zones about that journalist, right?
I would talk to 270 that Israel has killed, but I can't because they're dead.
This goes back to the kind of the hysterical gullibility that we see from so many people. It's just impossible to have a rational argument.
You want to know what the difference between me and you and a Palestinian is? Look, the difference between me and you and a Palestinian is, look, we were lucky to be born where we were born. We are lucky that we end up sick. We can go to a hospital and see a doctor. We are lucky that our children get to grow up and go to school and get educated and not lie dying in the rubble over something that they never caused. That's the difference.
Okay, let me ask you, Leah. Let me bring you back to the conversation on a teacher wearing a Palestinian lapel badge, a Palestinian flag lapel badge in a classroom. Is it the time and the place to be doing something like that?
It's always the time and the place.
You no issue with that at all?
I have no issue with anyone.
Okay.
Even if it was an Israeli flag, you are allowed to do that. I don't care.
So you wouldn't.
But what I think.
So you wouldn't.
No,
would, you,
I care.
Would you have an issue then? Let me ask you, Leah. Would you have an issue if your child came home from school today or tomorrow and said, oh God, in school today, what did you learn? Oh, well, the teacher taught us that. That Palestinians started the conflict in the Middle East and that they're evil and that they are murdering
people. No, I sit down and I'd educate my child, because it's not only the job of a teacher to educate a child. You need to give your child more than one opinion on one side of a story, and then they need to make up their own thing.
Okay, but listening to you, Leah, I don't believe that you would be as happy as Larry if a school teacher in your child's class was wearing an Israeli flag.
I wouldn't be happy, but I wouldn't go and report it to our job. That's totally why. Because I'm in the same place of privilege where my biggest worry at night is what a fucking badge on a teacher. How fucking inane is that? Like, that's the whole biggest worry at night is that someone's wearing a Palestinian flag on her. That is our biggest worry.
But Leah, listen to how, and Adrian made a very valid point. Listen to how passionate you are about this, and I admire how passionate you are.
I am passionate.
But I would find it hard to believe that you wouldn't be ringing us right now.
If a neighbour, Ian said a while ago, if he flew an Israeli flag from his upstairs window in his house would be bricked within a couple of hours. And
would
he probably
though?
Would. It absolutely
who?
Would.
Who
I'm telling
it?
You would.
Who?
I'm telling you would. It absolutely would. And you'd have no problem with that either, Leah, because you don't.
If my If my neighbour wanted to fly the Israeli flag and stand beside genocide, that's their prerogative, because I'm not that type of person. That's unbothering me. If you want to stand by and watch a lot of people die and support that cause, that says more about you than it does me.
Okay, do me a favour, Leah. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 0858252626 if you'd like to get involved in this, like Ed.
Hi, lads. I'm not going to come on because I have zero interest in politics. But however, I will just say this, that Elaine is dead right. Like, everyone has different views on politics. Like I said, I have zero interest in politics at all. I support neither. But if anyone does support Palestine, Israel, Ukraine, Russia, whatever, they're entitled to support whatever they want. And off, basically. Cheers.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Lots of opinions coming in on this. This is David.
Hey, lads, great show. Can't come on there. Just want to ask Angela there if she thinks that, it's ridiculous. Now, if I went in to school and I was wearing an Irish flag and was twinned with an Israeli flag, would she have the same sort of idea then? Or?
She said it didn't bother her. It's only a lapel badge. And
I don't believe that.
And I don't believe it about Leah either. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Leah, I'm not calling you a liar, but I'm just saying you're so passionate about the Palestinian.
You're like, about the Palestinian fight, and I will continue to speak about it, but that doesn't change the fact that a woman wearing an Israeli flag on a whole coat jacket does not affect me. It doesn't affect the way I feel about Palestine.
It would anger you, surely.
Oh, of course it would anger me, but I wouldn't say that, because what does that do? I can't argue with an Israeli support, because you can't change their mind. But what you can do is continue to educate yourself, learn about what's happening, and see how you can support the people that are affected by this.
But Lee, you look, and I don't know if you were involved in this, you look at the social media campaign against Robbie Keane that went on in the last year and a half or whatever, when people found out that he was managing an Israeli football team, which he's every right to do to earn a living. And people literally calling for him to cancel and saying that he's no longer the Irish hero that he used to be and that he's ruined his legacy. What?
He isn't. I don't think you can be an... No, I think if you're an Irish person and you believe in decolonization and you believe in socialism and you believe that we should have the right to be in our own home, speaking our own language, having our own culture, without having to worry about someone kicking the door in and taking us out of our house, then you wouldn't support it.
Okay, so what do you think...
And if he wants the paycheck for that...
Well, no, he's gone now. He's moved to a new club, but I should suggest that part of the reason he did move to a new club in Hungary or wherever he's gone to is because of the pressure that was put on him.
I think it's funny how he wouldn't do it for the people that have been dying.
Somebody like Robbie Keane, as soon as Israel invaded the Gaza Strip, he should have said, "I'm off," and walked out of his job and left.
100%.
Oh, okay.
If I found out that my job was supporting colonialism and the death of millions and thousands of children, do you think I'd stand there and say, I don't buy products that come from Israel.
But Leah,
I support what?
You said literally...
I'm very passionate about this.
We can tell.
I love your passion, I really do. But you said 3 minutes ago that if a woman was waving an Israeli flag out of her house down the road from her, you would be fine with it. So how come you'd be fine with that, but you weren't fine with Robbie Keane...
working in Israel?
No, I said I don't believe that he's an Irish hero if he's doing that. I didn't say that I didn't believe in it. He's allowed to do whatever he wants. That's free will. But we are allowed to judge him for the actions that he takes.
Okay, stay there for a second, Leah. Let me go to Robbie. You're on Opinions Matter.
Robbie Keane?
No, I don't think it's Robbie Keane. No, it's not Robbie Keane.
That has been my dream to be on this podcast. That has been my dream.
What did you want to say, Robbie?
I'm laughing, getting back to the topic. I'm laughing at that Karen, the way she's carrying on. As I said in the voice note, I've told you guys on many occasions that I'm a staunch atheist. If I went to a parent-teacher meeting and the teacher had a crucifix on, am I allowed to get offended? If I contacted you guys with exactly the same topic, removing that Irish Palestinian flag for a crucifix, how do you think the topic would go?
I'd say it'd be very different. I agree. However, the point is, about displaying, and we see countries like France, by the way, that have banned all religious symbolism in schools. You can't wear a crucifix, you can't wear a hijab, you can't wear anything that shows a religious affiliation.
And that's fair enough. If they put a full blanket across the board ban on it, I've no problem with that. You know, but if they say you can't wear X, Y, and Z, but A, B, and C is fine to wear, then that's hypocritical.
Okay, but the argument is about making a political statement with a badge that you're wearing
Is she teaching the kids this? You know, I can't answer that.
I'll be honest.
No, but I made it, four minus two is equal to two. Just like the parents who had four kids, now only two kids after a bombing. You know, she's saying that, using that as a fucking, you know, as an idea in the classroom. She's wearing the pin, and as anything with Angela pointed out, they're tiny little things. So the kids probably aren't either A, not noticing it, or B, more likely, don't care.
Okay. Do you see no issue with a teacher wearing a badge supporting the Palestinian cause or any cause?
No, absolutely none whatsoever. It's not, I'd have an issue if she was pushing her ideas on the kids while, you know, actively teaching it, regardless of
then what is the point then? If there's no active teaching involved, what in God's hell is the point in wearing a badge that's making a political statement?
Because she wants to wear it. She wants to make, and I think it was Jeremy said earlier on, maybe it's for her colleagues. You know, maybe it's for other adults when you see her, it might be something that she wants to talk about. But I mean, what she does in her own private time, or as long as she's not actively teaching her opinions, pushing her opinions onto the kids, it's a non-issue.
It's a non-issue.
How big is the pin? Is it is she wearing it
It's a traditional lapel badge. Donald Trump wearing an American flag. No, it's not. No, it's a lapel badge.
Yeah, they're at most, an inch and a half in width?
Yes.
Yeah, so the kids are, 5-6 foot away from where her desk is and where the front of the desks are. You wouldn't see it. And even the kids are saying, sorry, teacher, what's that badge you're wearing? And where can I get one? I just find it absolutely hilarious.
Okay, stay there for a second. You've no problem with any teacher wearing any lapel badge supporting any cause whatsoever, as long as it's small. So if it's a Russian
I don't care about the size, as long as she's not, walking in with a huge, neon banner over her fucking head or something like that.
All right, we'll stay there for one second. Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
How are you doing, Aidan?
Good, not a bother. Back at the start of this podcast, we played a voice note from you where you were saying that, the only thing that should be displayed in a classroom is the tricolour and your county flag. Now, Robbie is saying people are making a mountain out of a molehill here. It's only a small little lapel badge we're talking about.
It's not about the badge itself. It's about putting a politics into the school, Aidan, for young kids. It's a place to learn. Go and enjoy yourself. You don't need to be surrounded by this stuff, you know. And that teacher's wearing that badge, hoping someone will engage with her in that conversation, you know. And then she'll get forward now that what she thinks is going on over there. Now, I've nothing, like I said, Palestine, Israel, I have no really skin in the game at all over there. I'm just all for keeping politics out of classrooms in this country until you get to college where you discuss politics or secondary school or something. But not this nonsense, it's a primary school.
And in fairness, Robbie, it is a primary school we're talking about. Third class, they're 9 or 10 years old.
As I said, as long as she is not actively teaching, her opinions to the kids, which obviously there's no proof of it. But I mean, if Jonathan said remove all politics from school, to remove politics of every level from anything, to remove history.
Didn't say from every level, but I said from primary school. No, not from history. History is history. It's happened. But she's going to be talking about stuff over there, her narrative on what she doesn't know what's going on.
That's the thing, John. There's no evidence that she is being talking about it. Just because she's wearing a pin. If she brings it up on regular occasions in the class, or she brought it up in the parent-teacher meeting.
Or she's waiting for the child in the playground to ask her about the bag, or someone outside to see what that
happens. But
Robbie, you see, the argument is, unless you are trying to make a political statement, why would you wear a badge like that into class?
How many people are trying to make a political statement to 10-year-olds?
Robbie, you keep conflating every argument when you're talking about you being an atheist and God and crucifixes and crosshairs. It's predominantly Christian country. It's predominantly Catholic Eastern.
We're not a secular country. That's a personal belief. We're a predominantly Catholic country.
You can say, Robbie, we're a predominantly Catholic country, but predominantly Catholic Eastern skills in this country. Faith is a very personal thing. You know?
Okay, but Jonathan, let me read it. Okay, let me read a message that just came in to us from Orla, and here's what she says. My kids can't even remember what they have for lunch after school, let alone try and tell me what the teacher was wearing. Kids don't care or pay attention.
Some kids do. Like, it's the reason I didn't want to go around the car and listen to it. I always turn the news off in the car when the kids are in the car. Never let them listen to the news. Don't let them watch the news in the house. Don't let them engage in any of that kind of issue.
Why?
Because you don't need to know about any of it. Because you don't need to know any of it. They don't need to know anything about any of it.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's your prerogative.
Like they keep talking about pornography for children and all that, ages, right, on the laptop and all that. I wish they were on the news and you on the news, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, are far more egregious than some of the pornography that children have blown up on the mainstream. 9 o'clock, 6 o'clock news.
It
shouldn't be allowed for kids. They shouldn't be allowed to see this kind of stuff.
Okay, but a little lapel badge isn't exactly showing that, is it?
It's not the point, Ed, isn't it? If you bring in politics into the school and it has no place in a primary school, secondary school at a certain age, maybe you can engage the conversation with children that way, as long as you're even and balanced in the argument. But she's not going to be. She's going to be all one-sided and it's going to be vitriol and hate. Like the other girl that was on a minute ago, it's vitriol, you know, in this righteous argument and this righteous place that they think they stand in. But again, some parents don't want their children to head to primary schools to engage in that sort of thing. A lot of us don't.
Okay, so keep politics out of the class no matter what the cause is that you're trying to...
No, it doesn't matter. Just keep us fucking out and let the kids be kids. Teach them history, teach geography, teach English, math, and whatever else it is that you need to know, and leave them alone.
Good to talk to you as always, Jonathan. Ellie is angry with Ian O'Doherty, who was on earlier on.
That caller, Ian, is full of absolute crap. I don't care if he's a journalist. He is spewing lies. It was arse. There's no evidence of rapes. It's being publicised even in Israeli newspapers that there's no evidence of rapes. And Hamas was actually funded and basically created by Israel. I know people who've been to Palestine before the 7th of October and see how the Palestinians live like second-class citizens in their own country under different rules. They lock up children, Palestinian children, for throwing stones. Like, it's unreal. They're not allowed to walk down certain streets. They're not allowed to have any rights. And you have Ian coming on making out like it's equal evil on both sides. I'm sorry, but it's a genocide. We all know it's a genocide. That's the reason people are supporting the Palestinians, because we can see it's a genocide. Nearly 50,000 people killed. There's doctors that have been serving in Palestine and they've never seen so many children with head wounds and wounds directly to the heart by snipers. They're actively targeting civilians. It's a genocide. Ian is talking absolute bollocks.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Ellie. And finally, Heather.
I would highly doubt that she's teaching the children, because there's nothing to teach. Like, what are you going to teach them? This is what's happening. This is my point of view on what's happening. Like, no, you can only teach what's happened. Like, no, this is still ongoing. You know, all the other wars that we talk about or that we learned about in school, they're over. They were finished. They've ended. So we can teach them because we know the facts now. Whereas now, like, we don't know the facts. We don't know everything. It's ongoing. It's present. Like, so you can't, that's just an opinion. Like,
all right, Heather, thank you very much indeed for your message. And thank you very much indeed for all of your messages. A very, very different conversation, I have to say, for the Opinions Matter podcast. An enjoyable one,
great,
though.
Great. I have to say, I love Leah.
Yeah, she was brilliant. She was absolutely brilliant. And Leah, thanks very much indeed for your opinion. And Ian O'Doherty as well. Thanks to Ian for his opinion. And if there is something like Sonia that you would like to bring up on the Opinions Matter podcast, you can contact us by WhatsApp on 0858252626, or you can contact us by email, allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com if you would like to get in touch with us. Hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. If you have, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new podcast, which is most weekday afternoons. I'm Adrian. That fellow there is Jeremy. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter, and we will catch you on the next episode.